This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just talked to Sims there. So some football this hour. You got DeAndre Hopkins going from the Titans to the Chiefs for a conditional fourth round pick. Some other stuff of note around the league. Get Aaron Rodgers on the McAfee Show Tuesday. So we've had Rodgers talking about accountability. We've had Rodgers talking about boogers and all that stuff. Okay, fine. In terms of the rest of the season, here were a couple of different ways things can go as he was with McAfee yesterday.
The worst that could happen, we don't turn this around and things go south, and a lot of us are, you know, in a different stratosphere. Now deal with that. Okay, cool. Are you going to be okay at the end of that? Yeah, I'm going to be okay. Guys are going to be okay.
And guys will be fine even if things don't go well. But the flip side would be,
what's the best that could happen? We embrace the energy that's shifted in 2 weeks. We go out, we play free, we have fun, we enjoy each other on the field, we do the little things, we pick each other up, celebrate,
and then maybe get to 65 and have a season.
I think 4 days will determine this team's season. Sunday and Thursday, those 4 days.
Interesting.
They got to win Sunday, and if they can win against a good Houston team, not a great Houston team, but a good Houston team at home on a Thursday night. Now, Al, the season gets started because Hassan Reddick is now here. The whole team is the way it's supposed to be. And now you watch them take off.
So if they lose this week or when they win this week?
When they win this week. No, Thursday. We're all together now.
Okay. Now we're good.
Now we're good.
Okay.
Now we're good.
I got confused there because you said 4 days.
Well, Sunday and Thursday. Sunday to Thursday.
Sunday to Thursday.
So yeah. Really a week from Friday morning is when we'll know
have a really
what the
feel
Jets
good
are.
Friday. That Friday will be amazing.
So after week nine, Al, that's when the season kicks into
gear. Wait, so if they beat the Patriots Sunday,
yes,
but lose to the Texans Thursday.
That's not going to be a good feel good Friday.
Okay.
But then they still
but
have
you never
the,
know where the Yankees are going to be at that moment in the World Series.
But also they've got winnable games on the schedule after that.
Win these two games. Win these next two games.
They're not beating the Texans.
The whole thing's going to change around.
They're not beating the Texans.
Now we're ready, Al. I know Al loves when I say this.
New York versus Houston normally don't go great.
Yeah. And the Cardinals are playing a hell of a lot better than people expected, too. You got to go out there.
They are. That is true. Interesting.
Rex Ryan on the Pivot Podcast with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder. We played the whole feet stuff last hour. Did find it interesting, though, the way the interview did begin.
There was once a Rex Ryan quote that said, "I don't know this Channing Crowder."
Oh, hell yeah.
"I know he's all tatted up. And if I was younger, I'd handle him myself." And the next part of the quote was, "I've walked over people tougher than him to get to a fight."
Oh, hell yeah.
Coach, what did Chan do to you?
As he's sitting right there, which is kind of funny. So Rex's reaction.
No, you know what's so funny on that one? It was a classic. And then it's funny because later I'm like, man, I'm going to get my ass kicked by you.
So how did he handle then Crowder on the field? I thought this was cute.
As we get going, I'm like, all right, I got a little something for him. So the first play, did I not put two offensive linemen in there
in the backfield
and ran double lead at Channing? And just like, hey, gotcha.
I thought that was kind of funny, actually, playing head games with these guys. So that was the Pivot Podcast. You also got news. Chris Godwin is having surgery, so his season likely over. Todd Bowles said if they made some sort of a deep run in the playoffs, maybe he could come back.
That's a team that needs a wide receiver.
Yeah, and they said right now the thought is they'll do it from within.
How about Garrett Wilson?
We're trading Garrett Wilson now. And Mike Evans, the hamstring injury, he's going to be out a couple of weeks as well. And the Saints give Alvin Kamara a 2-year extension worth $24 million. The Knicks last night, not so great.
Tatum, challenged by Towns, draws a double team, moves to the free throw line. White finds Jaylen Brown open in the corner for three.
Dude, this is ridiculous. Wait, they swinging that ball. The Knicks don't have a chance.
And that is Celtics Radio with the call. That
we
was
outside,
one of,
baby!
Okay, one of 29 threes made by the Celtics, tied an NBA record. Then they missed the rest of them trying to set the record, but...
So much for wing defenders, huh?
Not yeah. much last night.
I mean, that's what Ananobi and Mikal Bridges is supposed to be doing, right?
Mikal yeah. Bridges had a weird night.
Yes, he did. He couldn't hit a shot in the first half.
Correct.
But he's all, when guys start changing their shooting motion, man, that's just weird.
Well, he played better in the second half offensively, at least.
Yeah.
But again, you know, you have OG and you have Mikal Bridges because they have Tatum and Brown. Am
yeah.
I right?
And Tatum at 37, and Brown pretty good himself with 23 points. The Celtics raise the championship banner. They get game one. What does it all mean to head coach Joe Mazzulla?
We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore.
So, okay, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the sense we'll be hearing that a lot.
Keeping it real, baby.
He's keeping it real. Here was Jalen Brunson. Sure, the Celtics are familiar with one another. It's not like they have to gel together like these new pieces with the Knicks. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's an easy way out, but we still got our ass kicked.
So keeping it real right there. We still got our ass kicked. He said no excuses, he would go on to say. We need to play better. Lakers beat the T-Wolves 110-103. Now, this doesn't usually happen to Ian Eagle, which is why it's funny to me. So during the game, he's doing the game with Stan Van Gundy. And you remember the passing of Dikembe Mutombo not that long ago.
Yeah, yes.
So this does come up during the broadcast.
Four-time Defensive Player of the Year, matching Mutombo and Wallace.
Of course, the NBA world just had a tough loss with Dikembe Mutombo's passing.
NBA on TNT brought to you by the Kia Telluride X-Line. Kia, the official automotive partner of the NBA.
Jared, that almost happened to me and you on Sunday.
Did it?
Because I was going to point out Deontay Banks let Jalen Hurts go running right by him, and then you had that blue card in your hand.
I did have to read the card.
Whatever that card was, or something about watch NFL on CBS
it
or something.
It was. Yes, it was.
Yes. I was like, I can't say it.
I mean, did I even hear him?
I don't know.
I mean, that was amazing.
I don't know why I found it so funny.
Four-time Defensive Player of the Year, matching Mutombo and Wallace.
Of course, the NBA world just had a tough loss with Dikembe Mutombo's passing.
NBA on TNT.
He cut him off. He was still talking. He was going to eulogize the guy.
Yes.
And the Telluride just ran over Stan Van Gundy.
Yep.
The Kia Telluride.
I thought that was pretty funny. Lakers did win the game 110-103. Anthony Davis had 36 points and 16 rebounds. There is, and to his defense, as everybody knows, there's a lot going on in your headsets. So it's very possible he had no idea what Stan Van Gundy was saying. And the guy's like, hey, here, read this now, go.
That's when the director's in your ear.
Yeah.
Like, or the producer's in your ear. Hey, you got to read this right now.
And so not great timing. So it happens from time to time. What can you do? All right, baseball. We've got the World Series starting Friday night in Los Angeles between the Yankees and the Dodgers. Here's Aaron Judge, excited to go west.
I got a lot of family down there in Southern California, a lot of cousins that are down there. They're, you know, going to be coming to the game. But, you know, I always love playing at Dodger Stadium. It's electric atmosphere, you know, one of the best fields in the game. Definitely, I think a lot of guys are looking forward to it. I know even Giancarlo as well. He's talked about it. You know, it's his favorite place to play.
Just don't kick the fence again and break your foot. Here was Freddie Freeman.
That's the thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Sure was. Here was Freddie Freeman. He's been hobbled, as we know.
Well, there's no way that's happening again.
They also put padding on it, I think, since
did they?
I think they did since
that
happened.
The problem is it's lifted up like 6 inches off the ground. That's why. That's the problem. I don't care what it is. It's still a different step that you step up on when you're trying to run full bore to make a play.
Here was Freeman. What's your availability for Friday?
I think with this time off, it's going to be a 100% go for me on game one. And we'll adjust off of that after game one. But I don't think there's any question in anybody's mind that I will be in the lineup for game one.
And game one will be Jack Flaherty and Gerrit Cole as the starters. Nestor Cortes, hopefully being on the Yankees roster. Former Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela passing away at the age of 63. Do not know why. There was no cause of death given other than the fact that we know right before the playoffs, he asked off the broadcast team, the Spanish broadcast team, because he wasn't feeling well, and there was not an update since then. He was the Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young Award winner in 1981. And the Rangers beat the Canadiens as they continue to play good hockey, now 5-0-1. Yeah, power play goal.
That Filipino, he stays healthy, man. He has been a beast thus far at the beginning of the season. And that line has been great. Man, actually, the whole team has been playing really well. So
it's a great start.
Can't be arguing about anything right now.
Nothing not to like so far. The Red Wings shut out the Islanders 1-0. Patrick Kane, the game's only goal. And the Lightning beat the Devils 8-5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.